Hello.
Hi.
All right, where are we holding?
My cotton.
My cotton. Ballad, something like that?
Yeah, ham and elf.
Okay.
It's actually this week's Parsha, Parsha's Metzora. Let's start from the bottom of Dalman Beis.
Good.
Ma Bein Nehom. Okay, so what's the difference between the two of them, which are Rabbi Akiva and who's the other one? Rabbanan. Akiva Rabbanan, whether the when the nega take a look at Talmud Rav for a minute. Talmud Rav says Baharis, right about the Mishnah. Talmud Tatiya, Baharis Kigris, if you have a Baharis size of grease, Upasas Kigris, and then expanded at another grease, Vinola the Pisio Michio Ser Lavon, and then the expansion got a live skin in the middle of the blemish, Oseir Lavon, a white pan in the middle of the blemish. Vachalom, the original one went away, and became a Matame, Akiva says, it's Tame, Rechachom, Ormim. No, this is a fresh nega. So in other words, Rabbi Akiva is a continuation of the first one, even though the person went away. It's a brand new one, and it has to start from scratch. Okay? Got that?
Okay,
so now, Ma Bein Nehom. So what's the difference between the two of them? I guess one of the differences between the two of them, not necessarily the only difference. Pricha Beinehu, whether when it expands is between the two, then no, it expands to all, we had in last week's parsha. This Kula Parach, with it expands throughout the entire body, right? Mm-hmm. The Negabi is Tohar, right? So,
right.
Before we, Rabbi Kiva Mer Kikad Misa, this is still the original Nega, as you saw before. Beporech Minatame Tohar, and therefore now when it expands, and since even though the original nega is gone, it's as if the entire body is covered, despite the fact the original nega is gone, because still continued, first of all, still continued to be continued. And Rabbanu say, no, this is a different one, and therefore it's as if he's porech minator, right? He started from scratch, and therefore he's the tome. So I have here on the side, I don't know how important it is, but I have here to do the Gilyan Hashas, which is in the left hand margin. From where it says Amnon Bior. Amnon Bior is five lines down below the wide lines of the Korban Edah. See that?
Nope.
In the Gilyan Hashas, right? You look at where what?
Where the Korban Edah ends?
No, where the wide lines of the Korban Edah begin.
Okay.
five lines.
Yes.
Omna Biru Shami Kangira Pushit. The came of the Bakula Lavon, Bitchila. So he says, a different shot than I just said. He says, the person comes to you completely white to begin with. Right? Yizgos. So you have to, this person who comes completely white, albino white, in front of you. Right? Yizgos. You have to put him into Hezger, you have to put him into quarantine. Why? He's completely white, so what should the issue be? Right? Completely white! No, doesn't work that way. Because he says, Shema Yivolo Ser Lavon. Because it has to be Parech Min Hatuma in order to be Tohar. Here he came from scratch with everything, and maybe he's going to get white here in the middle, and he's going to become Tomei, right? Shema Yivolo Ser Lachain. Levon, say Levon. Sorry, Shemini of the Sub, say Levon. Lion be perches min goyim v'rasham l'pisa im baklo Levon b'tchila. If he came completely white to begin with, far yomo simoni tuma, and he already has simoni tuma, such as the white hair or the michya pshita tami. Lion be Rambam perches zayin lochabes. Mizdeu to come our pricha b'neil. The different James pricha. The rakiv at the matam l'shum deikad ma'isa. Because rakiv holds that the expansion is still considered to be part and parcel of the Bishul Nega. In Bodel Lifnei HaKohen Parach B'Kulo, so that's case if it was still from the Kohen, it expanded from there in its entirety, have a Parach Min HaTomei, the Tor. Now it's Parach Min HaTomei, and it is Tor. Mashkena Bodami Chorehu, no, this is a different one. Bunega B'Tchil, this is from scratch. Came Parach B'Kulo Tomei. Now it's Parach B'Kulo, it's Tomei, came the ba love on the kulo in simone tumulafanenu, since he can't go away right in front of us, manamtin odio say, why should we wait anymore? Rally's tome bezen nachon, and that's true. Okay, whether it's true or not, I think my shot is easier and simpler. It's not necessarily that much different. But again, if this guy comes and he has I understand what's bothering the going to shas is that with my shot is in my shot what happens is that there is now in this guy who's completely albino one spot which is now skin colored, but I was saying that Kohen Akiva, even though that spot is skin colored, since it's the pision is considered to be an extension of that spot, it's still as if he's kula lover, right? Because that spot never went away, the original spot, even though it's in front of you, it's skin colored. But since the pision is its extension, so therefore it's as if it's white. Whereas Rabbanu holds, no, it doesn't work that way. The first one's gone. This is a new one. This is a new one, and this new one, the blotch of it is still skin colored, and therefore it's still tummy. But so the Shas is saying, no, we're talking about it's completely white, right? Question is, when he comes in front of us, completely white, right? and now he according to Rabbi Akiva, if he comes as completely white. And then he gets Simon I'm not sure I understand what the other shots. One second. According to Akiva, who's Matai, because it's the same thing. I'm not sure. You know, I can't figure out dealing with that shot, so I'm just going to stick with my shot. Are you okay with my shot?
I'm okay with your shot.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so let's go back more. I'm Hashem Rabbana. Hashem Shmuel. They say in the name Shmuel, Pricha v'shchin ha-morad b'neim. Pricha and shchin ha-morad. Descending shchin is between them. So that is, I have it on the side of my Gemara. I wrote down that Hochalo l'om is Shechina Mar is another way of saying Hochala Om, that the original blemish is gone. Okay, and I write afterwards that Gilin HaShas explains that the Gemara means that the Nega, when the Nega becomes Shechin Morad, and then it's Porech Bekulo, Rabbi Kuhl holds that it's Porech Me'atam. It's Maharshal I just said. I wrote it this way. It just says Maharshal I just said. Okay, never mind. It's saying a similar thing. In other words, where the Shechin Mar, where there's a. Oh, it can't be saying a similar thing because then both things in the Gemara would be the same. Okay, no, it's not. I'll tell you what it is. In other words, in this case, Shechin Morad is, let's see the Kormrega. Kormrega says, Shechin, Pricha Shechin Morad ir b'neon, v'ezu Shechin Morad, what is Shechin Morad? Shechin v'amichva. Shechin v'amichva is like a burn, it's comes from a burn, specifically, right? You get a burn, and then it develops a tzaras. And it's not, it looks the same as regular tzaras, but because its root cause is different, it's not considered to be mitzarek. It doesn't join together with the original tzaras. So if you have a half a gris of tzaras and a half a gris of shchin, even though they both look the same, they don't make up a full gris. Okay, because they come from different causes. Shemichlas trios. These are fresh birds. And they don't impede, on the other hand, hapicha bekulo. So, okay? So, they're not metame, but they're not considered to be a shortcoming in the concept of parach kulo. See, because it's completely white, even though some of that white is because of shchin, doesn't matter, he still comes tar, right? So now what happens is parach kulo, right? Including the shchin. And then the shchin becomes healthy again, the par gamma love. And then you get talked to real saras, the place where the shchin was previously, right?
Right.
The tamei, they become, he's tamei, because he's no longer, even though he's completely white, but I'm two separate stages.
Okay.
So, v'hu adin hachinami, in parach b'kulo chutzi makum shel hanega b'rishona. If expanded the entire area where the nega was originally, chakrach b'kaprach gamalov, and then it was spread to that one as well. Kiva the Marhikad Maisa, Kwani Kibu says, this is, it's an expansion of the first one. Tohar. Shekilo yanega anega alav. Because this is also an expansion, right? But Kwani Kwani Tome, the Mashbarach Aksha, Mokam anega Risha, that which now came in the place of the Shekhin, Kenega Chodoshu. Right, it's a new nega. It's a new. So even though it was originally white completely because of the shchin, and now we became white completely because the nega spread to where the shchin was. But since the spreading is considered to be like a new as opposed to a continuation, so therefore, according to Rabbanan, he's tamei. Okay?
Okay,
that's it. Said. Pricha v'shchina moirat, ibenei Rabbi Kiva amar hikad mesa, this is the original nega, beporeach minatamei tar, right? It's poreach minatamei leper star. But amei chorei utzinimon, poreach minatar, and it's tamei. Okay. Bekin duhu chorei. It's because it's another one. Ein hu, he, tohera. But if it was the same one, we'd say it's tar. V'asa kaida mar v'shim melokish, this paugum. And it goes, v'shim melokish said there's a machloikas book. Which is interesting because without any question, we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue in the same thing Rabbi Kim Rabbanan argue. Which is kind of weird. But that's what it says here.
She said.
What?
Can you repeat what you said?
The rain is on the phone. I can't stop it. But so let's wait a second. Okay. So it's kind of weird because here we have Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in the exact same thing that Tanoim are arguing about. Okay, but I don't see that I dealt with it in the side of my Gemara here. You understand what it's bothering me?
So why do we have Machlokes Amoraim if we already have Machlokes Tanoim?
Exactly. Yes. Okay. So it could be that they were not aware of Machlokes. I don't know how we could have the same machlokas between them. I don't see anybody speaking about it right here offhand. So we'll have to leave that as a question mark. Okay. Next. Vodomar Emeir. Melakit Adam Atzamos Avi V'Imo. A person who elects the bones of his father and mother on Yom and Regel. Nation Simchi Lo, because it's a Simcha for him. Okay, so now we're going to give a little background here. But Rishani Yukoy Masoba Ma'amuro. So initially bury people in Ma'amuros, which were deep pits. When the flesh was consumed in blackness at Samos, they would gather the bones of cover the sun, Be'razim, and they cover them in Razim is like Argazim, in boxes, right? Also Yom Yisakel, and that day, Yom Yisabel, sorry, the day he would move it from one place to another place. The bones, he would be upset. It was the Avelus. Umbacher is Samech. Lomar, Sheni Nocho Avesa Minadin. To say that the din of his fathers had been completed. Because once the bones had, once become bones and no longer any flesh, so then it's considered as if the kapara is complete. So I have here a very, very interesting Shara Torah Tzitzorol here on the slide, which I wrote down. He's first of all, his girsa is sheninochu atzmos avi min hadin. His father's bones have completed their din. It brings down a Ramban in Torah Adam, and he writes, Ramban in Torah Adam writes that this to explain this, that the besar hames, the flesh of the dead body, after it dies, becomes rotted and repugnant, and separates back into its original components, and its original components, which are basically dirt, go back to the land like they were originally. But the elements of it, which were which were come from air, right? This is used the Greek system of the four elements. So the elements, right, which are air, they come out of the earth on high, and they get mixed up in the air. So over time, whether short time or a long time, depending on the quality of the land in which is buried and the air of that place is, of that place, eventually there's only bones. And the time of the in which the body is separating into its root elements is called by Chazal Chibut HaKever. It's a specific punishment called the beating of the grave. And Chibut HaKever, it says, in the third parak of Sefer Reishis Chochma, Ashar Al Perak Yibayz, that it's worse than the Din of Gehenna. Because in Din of Gehenna, they only judge you when you hit 20 and above. In other words, whatever you did before 20 is water under the bridge. But the Din of Kever, even a babe who dies when he's nursing its mother's from its mother, and even a miscarriage, and even any age, who are even tzaddikim and chassidim, they get judged in chibut hakever. Okay. And Sargon says in Sefer Munus B'Deos, Marva Perek Zayin, and during the time that the elements of the body start decomposing, the nefesh is without rest until the body is completely destroyed. And it's very difficult to a person, that which happened to his body, it's degrading, worse than worms and maggots. In other words, the pain of seeing the body decompose is worse than worms and maggots. And this is called Din HaKever or Chibut HaKever. And after that, all of the flesh rots and remains only the dry bones, that means that the bones have rested from the judgment. And this is called a din hakever, because it's been decreed from the beginning of time that upper atav el upper tashuv. In other words, whether it's you deserve it or not, so to speak, there that's the way it goes. You're going to have everybody has to undergo this penalty. Although it seems that very, very big tzaddikim don't undergo it, right? Under certain circumstances. Their bodies remain fresh. Anyway, so after all that is said and done, when this is finished, so it's a day of simcha, right? As I said, in the regal, you can do this because after it's finished, it's a day of simcha for you. Okay? Amrei Rabbi Yossi.
Tani, sorry.
Hamavir Aron Mimakom Makom. Somebody who transports an Aron from place to place. Ein bo mishum likut atzamos. It's not considered to have a din of likut atzamos. Of gathering bows. That's only true when with a aron which is made of stone, because this is it's transferring it is just basically transferring the land itself, because it's still staying in the stone coffin. The aron shall eight, because it's not considered to be land or ground, when you move it, it is considered to have a din of likut atzamos. Right? Yeshu Mishum Likut Atzamos. I'm Rabbi Yosef, feel the Aron Shel Eitz. No, he says, even Aron Shel Eitz. It's not going to be Likut Atzamos. Likut Atzamos is whether you're gathering bones. Here the bones are all gathered together. It doesn't matter that you're actually it's not considered to be in the ground, or yes, the ground and all the ground. The bottom line is, you're not gathering anything. So he says, Ezu Likut Atzamos, and what's Likut Atzamos? My fear by piercing. When you gather the bones in a packet, right? Mimakom, l'makom, and he takes them to the base. Then came look at some smaki etzem ishli sachal abosar, and that's indeed we learn the brisa is when you gather bone by bone after the flesh is consumed. Okay, Chagai b'shem say likud atzamos kishmuah. He says likud atzamos is like it sounds, what it sounds like, right? Tani, and one second. Yeah, so he wants to say the Korban wants to change the gisa here. He says, "What do you say? Chagai b'shem is there." Likud atzamos kishmuah b'chitani came likud atzamos like etzem she yisachal abosar tani and etc. So he wants what he wants basically to do is he's saying a fire skin is also he wants that a fire skin. Just because it's in a sack, it doesn't mean you gather the bones. Or it's good. Even in a sack, it's not because you gather the bones, unless you physically gather bone by bone by bone. Okay? Okay. That's not much of a difference. Okay. Chagai B'Shem Mazir said, Likut Atani, ain't Shmuel Likut Atzamos. There's no Shmuel for Likut Atzamos. In other words, there's halacha of Shmuel Rechoika. Then if you hear that, somebody died, Rachman Litzlan, so you sit Avelus for the day, right? But that's only if you hear about somebody dying. Now if you heard that they did likud tzamos, right?
Okay.
So b'yesh shir likud tzamos. I skipped there. Tani ain't shmul likud tzamos. I'm Rabbi Chagai. V'hu? No, I didn't. Ain't shmul. Yeah. Tani Rabbi Chagai. I'm Rabbi Chagai. V'hu shisham l'machar. That's if you heard the next day. But if you heard on the self same day about Likud Atzamos, Yeshua Likud Atzamos, and there is a Shmuel Yom Shmuel. So it says, Yeshua Likud Atzamos, is there a shear for Likud Atzamos? Which I assume means
a time limit.
No, that's what I thought. That's what I was about to assume. But then I quickly looked at the Korban Eidah. And he says, how many bones do you have to gather?
Okay.
Shear and how many bones you have to gather, right? So is there shear for Likud Atzamos or not, right? So Tan Nikumchi, interesting name, Nikumchi. Kumi Rabbi Zira, ain't shear Likud Atzamos. No, it doesn't matter how many bones you gather. Kadare Mana Hori Rabbi Hillel, like as follows: Rabbi Mana Paskin Rabbi Hillel the Kipra, Rabbi Hillel of Kipra. Yishloa lisabel to do kriya and to be misabel on likud atzamos krabi acha shloli tamos but not become a krabiosi. He said even though he should be misabel, he shouldn't be matame because he was a kohen. I'm not sure what the raya is from here though. I think if anything, there's a raya for what you said that it is actually talking about where's the shear of Zman. And he's saying that evidently this was many years after Rabbi Hillel's father had died, right? And he's telling nevertheless be Korea and be Misabel. So I'm going to go with you, not with the Korban Eidah. The question is where's the time limit, and the Gemara is bringing evidence that there isn't a time limit.
Because the day that he heard it, he should be Misabel. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No matter how many years ago that took place, no matter how many years there were between the death and the Likud Atzamos.
Okay.
Okay. Tani Likud Atzamos, Eir Meim Lim Kin Vinei. When you do the gathering of the bones, you don't say lamentations. Eir Meim Lim Lo Biachas Avelim. You don't say the bracha which you say Avelim. Eir Meim Lo Tanchumi Avelim. You don't do consolations. Eir Meim Biachas Avelim. What are Biachas Avelim? Mashayim Boshur. What they do when they make a line going out of the cemetery. Tani ava omri malad dvarim. Do say words. Malad dvarim. What are words referring to? Rabbana meki lusim. They say, according to the Kinsan Tupshatim, one year Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other year Meshabeach the mace. They say nice things about him. Vloyara mace. You shouldn't be ma'ora on a mace during Rego. Ezu irur. Maskiroso ben a mace. So, Eru is to mention him with a hesped. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry. A hesped which your friend is making? I'm not sure why your friend is making a hesped during.
Hesped, Shosa, Chaver, Hom, Mesa. So one guy is making a hesped, so you don't join
So this is 30 days before. In the Mishnah said, Loy Rama Yisrael has been a Kodama Rego Shleshim Yoyim. You shouldn't be Ma'orer and you shouldn't be Masbid 30 days before Yontif. But why is the other guy being Ma'orer? That's what I don't understand. So here he says, I don't like the Kormei of Pshat. I like the Pnei Moshe Pshat better. Pnei Moshe says, Lo Torer Isha, Lo Torer Isha, I can't read what I wrote here. The second line, I'm sorry, I crossed out the words. The second line of Pnei Moshe, what says, Lo Torer?
Yeah.
What's the next words after that?
Lo Torer Isha Levicha Mohammed Vav Yud Chet He
Levayasa Bemoy. Okay, it's later on in the Gemara. Okay, so even though it's saying in the Gemara, he says here, Ba'ala, Levayasa is her husband, Chibur Shala. So she shouldn't, was connected to her. That's what Levayasa means. So I think that this also is what we should learn here. Irur is on, it's a hesped is on the mace. And Irur is on the loss which you feel of your friendship.
Okay.
So Ezra Maskirasa Ben Amesim, you mentioned among the dead, not so much as his praise about himself, but that he's now among the dead and he's separate from you. Somebody along those lines. You know what? It's much more direct. I think it means just to mention him among the other dead people. But again, I don't know. I'm back to stage one because I don't know why I mention other dead people during those 30 days either. I don't know. I don't understand what the pshat is here necessarily. But again, there are two types of eulogies which you shouldn't do during the 30 days before Yom Tov, right? That's only somebody who died earlier, right? In the if a guy just died, it's okay. Within 30 days of death, you can still make a spadim. Obviously, our minig is from Rosh Chodesh Nissan not to make a spadim. But, you know, till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's more important, you can still make a Sfeidim. And certainly in Tishrei until Erev Sukkot, I think. Maybe until after Yom Kippur. Yashon Lachar Shloshim Yom. Tani Lotar Yisho Liv Yasa Moed. A woman shouldn't cry about her husband on Yom Moed. And Menachem Shem Raimon Amar Liv Yasa. Liv Yasa. What does Liv Yasa mean? Kamad Tema Asim Lo Rare Liv Yasa. I'm not sure what the pasuk means, but I can tell you that Levaya means accompaniment, right? Okay. And it says her zivuk, what the Carbon Ada says, her companion. Here he also brings down. No. So here brings down also, the Carbon Ada brings down, it could also mean. Like a language of Yolola. And in that case, he wants to say, Tain Lotar Yishol Lebiyasa Moimi, you shouldn't cry for a husband. And Abba Shem Moda says, Lebiyasa, she shouldn't make a mourning sound. Yolola. Okay? Kamatema Sino Re Lebiyasa, which I guess is what that pasuk refers to. Tain Elisa Adam Isha Sheesh Labani, Afilu Bekever. A person should not marry a woman who already had children. Even if her children already died. Rabbi Yosef named Maisha She'ira. So, why? Look at the Karmeda. Pio Kever Shkvar Meisu Bein Mekever named Maisha She'ira. Shotzio Echa Mibonea Mea Kever. She wanted to get rid of her husband. So she took one of her dead children out of the Kever. Yosef Vakeshis Aliyah Ba'ala She'im Yisoso. In order to spread the rumor that her husband had killed his child. In order to get her husband put to death. In order to get out of that marriage. Okay, I'm not sure people are so makbid on this.
Don't think. Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's a Tinu Shalim here who quotes the Ramban. And the Ramban, I looked up, I guess, says here that the Maisa was that a woman gave the money of her husband to a eulogizer to eulogize her children. This is money which her husband had gathered to make a trip to Yerushalayim for Aliyah Lerega. And because she spent the money on her own kids, in this case on her own kids' hesped, he didn't have money to go to Yerushalayim. That was very sad. No. Okay, next. Halacha Bav. Ein chofin kuchin rekuras b'mayim. You don't bury burial niches, you know, like they had in the stones and ancient graves and mayim. But if you do have already one dog, you can use it for the first time for a dead body. And you can make any breakfast. Gemara is going to explain what that means. And you make the coffin with the dead person in the chutzner to show that it's a compelling necessity. Yudah says you're not allowed to have chopped down wood to begin with on the onset to make an aron. Has to be specifically already had the aron ahead of the boards ahead of time in order to make the aron. Okay, ezu chinuch kvaros. What is considered to be chinuch kvaros? Rabbi Yosef ben Anaya Amar soda b'seed. When you the mechanic allowed to do is allowed to put coat it with limestone, which makes the body decompose faster. Is a Rabbi Yosef Roch Mekasa. If it's too long, to make it shorter. You just, also a different way, make it longer this way and shorter that way. You can do either one of them, no matter what alteration you make, it has to be different spilling on one side. Right? The Carmine said that according to Rabbi Yosef Malevi, you can only do make adjustments on one side. According to Rabbi Chia, make adjustments on whatever side you can make adjustments. What is nivreches? It's a bakia. Kol shutosha nikra bakia. Now this, of course, means nothing to us. This is the so the Karba Eda brings down here kol shutosha anything she no rakli yashe. It's in order to. To put temporarily, I missed the coordinator. First one says Zabakish Eno Simaso Kevil Olam El Shah. It's a temporary grave. Right? Kosha Toshana Ra Raklishiv Sham Nikrobakia. Come on, Gamato Shamanochi Machen. Right, Mamuros, and he wants to say it's the same thing like the Mamuros, which we had before where we put the body until it rots. Okay? So here it says in the Aruch at the bottom, Marechus Aruch, he says, it's something totally different. I don't know what does that have to do with this Gemara. He says here, very last line of the page, I know the Bakia Koshu Tosha Nikra Bakia, Mashkas Koshu Tosha Klamar, Hamayim Bekubats Miyushav and Marko Mechler. Being Tango is Benokia, Perish Bakia, Shesharin Abgadim Besocho. I don't know why you're allowed to be, but I guess this is nivreches, it's like a brecha, right? It's a type of pool. Maybe it's a pool in order to tire on the mace, because otherwise I have no idea what it has to do with this Mishnah about, which has to do with what you do with the dead body.
Okay,
let's assume that's the case. Says Gemara further. V'arani ma mace chatzar dada amar beis she'enu mafuz. And this mace is not well known. I'm mentioning before, so I'm also, you don't have to do it in the backyard, because anywhere you do it, people will know. The chosh of a person died, that's how they make an arm. Kadamar Rabbi Chanina, Chavim the Rabbanim, Rabbi Chanina, Hanania, came up from Blah Blah Theretz Yisrael. And he never got real smicha. So he was called Chavim the Rabbanim, the friend of the rabbis. Right? He never got, it was like an honorific title. I'm the Aron B'Shuka, the main Aron B'Shuka, he was famous. Everybody agrees that you shouldn't chop down cedar trees to make an oron on Kolmoy. You shouldn't quarry rocks. What if they're already quarried? Right? So, does Rabbi Rabbanan whether you can chip them further in order to make them into a stone arum. It's similar to Machlokes Rabbi Rabbanan in the Mishnah, whether the wood that chopped down has already been boards before in order to use it on Yontif. Okay. Don't marry women on Yontif. Not the first time, not the second time. Lo miyami no yim. Neish simcha lo kasimcha. Avamar and amar and simcha b'simcha. Right? Avamar is kushasa, but you can take back your divorcee. But say shat tachshitem moi. A woman can also normally this is translated as depilatory, removing excess hair. So she can't do it. Because it's disgusting as long as she has the depilatory on her. So Shimon Bar, Bob, Shimon Rabbi Yosef, Minei Bito Piravi Rivyar. It's interesting. Says I believe it's also in Bavli. It says here in the Korban, Minei Bito Piravi Rivyar. He's shari nisun beyond it. If you allow nisun to take place, ain't adam no si shakol shana kula. Person would get married the rest of the year. El mati na moye. You may wait until Yosef to excuse me to kill two birds with one stone. She says suda achas Yosef and nisun, right? There's a question I wrote on the side whether it's going on the actual Suda Sidur, on the Sheva Brachos, right? So, what about an Eved? Which evidently I write here that it must be talking about Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. Because regular Eved is not Mitzuvah and Pura Berivya. So, Amrlon, Nishmini Me'adah, it's even there. Mishachetzi, Abchetzi Ben Chorin, Baruch Hashem Ben Barba, B'Shem Yechon, Me'bitl B'Rivya, it says you have to let him, you have to free him in order that he'll get married. In order to be the period of B'Rivya. So, because nobody's going to marry Chatzi, Abchetzi Ben Chorin, he really can't. Adam Rosh Eben Mitzvah, period of B'Rivya. Koshim Mitzvah, period of B'Rivya. Also, Lisa Ben Moye, he can't get married on Moye. Said, why? Hashem, Simcha b'Simcha. Can't mix up one Simcha with another Simcha. Yontif and marriage. Rabbi Lo, Shama lo min adar. Lo learning from here. Ki Chanukah sa mizbech osu shiva sa yomi v'achav shiva sa yomi. They didn't make Chanukah sa mizbech on Sukkos. They made it first because, Eim Arvin, Simcha b'Simcha. Yakub Rachav Shama min adar. Malei Shavua Zos. Lovan said, first do the Sheva Brachas for Leah, and then Sheva Brachas for then only afterwards get married Rachel. But the Chasm Sofer in the last line of the page says, "Vayyagav Hashem and Adam Malish Mazos Vashas BeBavli Dochik the Dochik Umaf LeDibir Kabbalah." And then the Bavli doesn't learn out from any of these Limudim. Mishum the spirit the alien made me quite a matan Torah. Because it holds that he can't learn from before matan Torah. Mishum the spirit the alien made him. It's interesting. Okay, you see the Chasm Sofer, you know my base, the rest of the Chasm Sofer?
Yeah.
Okay, Mishum is, Vadlo Yoli, Mishum is Abel Shiva. Mibayas Levi Abel Shiva Siyamim. The Gabi Yosef. Right? Because of the place of the parent, El Magachim, why not? Mishum the alien made him quite a matan Torah. Hi, according to Shem, it's not a problem. Here we see we didn't learn from before Mount Torah. Nearly divided, we mean Hagad Ba'alma, no Nailah. Could be that was just the day we used to be died to not show me. Maybe that was just his own shtick that he did 7 days. Achokha, Gabi Shiva, Simeon Mishta, Ilav Shaya, Takana, Kavua, Minhag, Mikuba, by name. Not for the fact that it was already a Takana and Minhag, Love, Masi, Love, Litchos, Yakub, Taina Zu, Amlo Shvua Zos. Then he couldn't push Yakub aside. Yaakov Zoriz and Machtim Lemitzvah Puravu Mitzvah because it's still Mitzvah Puravu and you should be do it right away. Of course, Dingo Muri Yobeneim must mean there was an absolute law among them not to forsake the Sheva Brachos in the first one, and therefore Silu Yisham the Chay Gavda Yofidim Mikoydem Matan Torah. In such a situation, we learn from before Matan Torah, and we can stop here. Okay, so I have to look up what we're doing next week. But that was great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Give me a call back when you're done recording.
Okay. Okay, so we're on that Bob and Moy Cotton.
Okay. Amud Aleph or Amud Bet?
Well, we got a Amud Aleph last time. Okay, we might as well start from the beginning of the Gemara again. Shimon bar Bava, Shimon bar Yochanan, why can't you get married on Chol HaMoed? And they beat the Piravirbia, because if you let you get married on Chol HaMoed, you're going to put it off to Chol HaMoed. And therefore, you're going to get married later, so therefore we don't let you put it off to Yom Tov. But, Kum Rav Yossi, however, half Eved, half Ben Chori, because a full Eved is not Mutsub and Piravirbia. But what about Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chori? Maoshi Yisa Ben Moed. Can't get married on Chol HaMoed. I'm going to Nishmina Me'adah. Let's learn from here. Mishu Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chori. Of Amar Shem Bar Bava Shem Yochon meet Nei Bitul Berivya. So there's evidently there's some sort of brisa which we're quoting that says that Bitul Berivya is also an issue by Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. So therefore, also he shouldn't get married on a yontif, right?
What can he marry?
It's a good question. The Maisa according. Beis Hillel held that, according to Mishnah Rishonah, that he can marry somebody else who's a psul akol, like a ger. Well, he can obviously marry a gioris, no matter what. The question is whether he can marry another chetzi ever chetzi min chayrin. No, I take that back. According to the Mishnah Rishonah, he can marry a psul akol, and then Beis Shammai convinced Beis Hillel he can't marry anybody, so therefore they have to free him. Right?
Okay.
So Beis Hillel said, according to Beis Hillel's Havamina, then that he can marry a Psul HaKol, so then he could actually, he could get married, he could have been become bits of Pur of Rivia, and therefore he's not allowed to put it off, therefore he can't get married a Chol HaMoed, because they're going to push it up to Yontif. According to Maskana, there's really nobody he can marry anyway, so therefore he has to get freed regardless.
So Psul HaKol is like Mitzri? Manzer or Mitzri?
Yeah. Or a Gioris.
Gioris is not Psul Kahal.
Gioris can marry anybody. She's not apostle, but she can marry any apostle.
But why is she, but is she allowed, she can she marry a full Eved Kenani? No.
There's no marriage with an Eved Kenani. She has to marry a Jew, but it can be a Jew apostle.
So the Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is enough of a Jew he could marry Gioris.
According to the Mishnah Rishonah, not according to Mishnah Achronah.
Okay.
Okay, Maskan or not? You know, the question is, I wrote a piece on this in my Sefer from Baal Basra. The question is whether Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is a Mirkova Mizkis or a Kova Shichnis. In other words, is he a blend or... I'm not even sure to translate in English. A blend or two aspects, right? Is he a fusion or is he two separate components? So if it's a fusion, then he's like any other psul hakol. He's not chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. It's just a way of describing his particular situation. So he's two separate components. He has a split personality. Then that's a different way of looking at it. So initially, Beis Hillel felt he was a fusion, and therefore he's like a mamzer, right? He has a specific a psul, which is involved in his makeup, but it's not something which is distinct and separate. And then Beis Shammai convinces him, no, it's not true. Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is not a fusion of Eved and Ben Chorin. He's half Eved, half Ben Chorin. And therefore, there's nobody he can marry.
Okay.
That's in a nutshell. So,
So how is this Mishnah holding? It sounds like it's holding like Mishnah Rishonah,
right.
It's Braisa.
Yes, it's Braisa like Mishnah Rishonah, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
So
the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem, Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem, Rabbi Chanina says, Al Shem Sha'ar Meimar b'Simcha b'Simcha. You get the reason I can't come married to Chol HaMoed? Because you got to make Simcha Siyotah b'Simcha Chosim Kala. Rabbi La, Shom Allah Min Adah. Rabbi La, derived this from the following. It says, Ki Chanukah Samizbech Chos HaShivas Yomim V'Chag Shivas Yomim. Chanukah Samizbech was 7 days, and then Chag was 7 days when they rebuilt the base, when they built the base of Mikdash. Right? So we see you couldn't mix them together. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Shomer Lamin Adai. Learn out from here. Malei Shvua Zois. Where it says Yaakov Avinu first had to finish the Sheva Brachos of Leah before he married Rachel. He's going to be. It's a big deal, bigger tircha to make a chasta, much more than yontif, and therefore it's going to be tircha yisera moed, not for the purpose of the moed. Tan, avon miskavim nosib erev harego. Oh, you can get married on erev yontif. So leis adah pliga Rabbi Lozer. This is argue on Rabbi Lozer because obviously in this case is going to end up being ma'ariv of simcha b'simcha, right?
Right.
So, Rabbi Yochanan, Vafil Rabbi Chaya, Leisa da Pliga. So it says, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's because.
Isn't the question, Leisa da Pliga, Rabbi Lezer, Leisa da Pliga, Rabbi Yochanan?
Leisa da Pliga, Rabbi Lezer, Leisa da Pliga, yeah, right. Yeah, I'm sorry, I read wrong. Leisa da Pliga, stop the middle. Leisa da Pliga, Leisa da Pliga, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaya, Leisa da Pliga. So it's all of these arguments, right? Because he's mixing yontif b'sheva brachos. He's not giving 7 days between his chasna and yontif, ending up at a triach because the sheva brachos more on kol moed obviously would have been. Amar Rabba, alas kalsa nafkas tirchusa. I said no. Once you get married, there's not the same amount of tircha anymore. Okay, and I wrote here on the side that, in my opinion, also the simcha is also primarily the first day. I mean, the chasna itself. We're not considering arbev sheva brachas together with yontif, only the simchasna itself. So therefore, on two accounts at least, maybe on three accounts, it's not a problem because the problem is specifically the chasna and the torah for the chasna. And not Sheva Brachos. Going to the third opinion, when people learn out from Sheva Brachos, I think it might still be difficult. Because there is Mashim, we have to keep the whole Sheva Brachos free in order to have proper Simcha. But going to the other two issues, it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Our Mashim Kushar, so regardless, he can remarry his divorcee, and they share the Simcha Yilo. Hodat Amin Asuin. That's only because he got divorced initially from the suing. Avon mina erusin, but if he got married before some erusin, he never really was fully married to her. Therefore, also bringing him married chol moed because then it's a true simcha.
Okay.
Vosisha tachshita b'moed. A woman can prepare her adornment during moed. Be'elu tachshita isha. Godela she can comb her hair. Be'kochela she can put on mascara. Upokeses she can braid her hair. Be'konotel sesara she can, as he pronounced, she can cut her hair and her nails. And she could pass pottery over her face. This is actually, according to Bnei Moshe, this is a pottery, this is shaving, because the pottery has a sharp edge. So she's shaving herself. This is a Lashon Naki. In other words, that it means that she's not shaving her upper beard, but rather her lower beard. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo tasu b'neishu nivelo. Rabbi Yehuda said she should not put on plaster to remove her hair, because that's disgusting. I mean, for at least temporarily. Shemarai Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Nona. Chanamar b'sitchu shimatarasa b'selcha moy nechleku. And the machlek is where it's about plaster, which you're going to move on chol moed. Avo b'sid shimataras v'achar moed. But if it's a plaster, which is only going to be effective after yontif anyway, the rekol also. Everybody agrees it's also to apply to chol moed. Chanamar b'sid shimataras v'achar moed nechleku. No, the machlek this is about seed, which is going to have to remove only after chol moed. And evidently, it might be considered a simcha, the fact that she's eventually going to be able to remove it. But the plaster is going to take off doing chol moed. We don't know which amora set up the machlekas in which way. But he was the false line reasoning. Come on, Rabbi Amar, come on. Tzara shora tzara, even though it's a temporary anguish. The temporary anguish is sufficient to ban it on Chol HaMoed. Yes, the temporary nibul is a nibul. Heavy du amar. So he's clearly the one who holds this Rabbi Chanina that besieged Shumatar to Tachamayin. Now, the Maklok is about to see which you're going to take off during Cholamayin and Rabbi Yehuda and Asher because nibul shah nibul, right? Shumatar to Tachamayin, and this man amar Rabbi Chanina holds seed which is he's going to take off as only she's going to take off empty on the. That Divrei HaKol is also, everybody agrees is also. So Hashem Chir, Rabbi Mar must be the one that's more Mekel. Rabbi Mar is the one who says, everybody agrees that the more Yikvei HaKol Amoy, that's okay, it's only Machlok is about the stuff you're going to take off after Yom Tov passes. Hayad Yotofer Gedarko, V'Omen Mekalev, a normal person can so regularly HaKol Amoy, and a craftsman can should be Mekalev, Zogit. The Mar is going to give two interpretations of that. Masarin Samitos, you can put the belts into the beds to hold up the mattress. You can also tighten the belts. Says Mordechai, what does kedarko mean? It means you fill the needle full of folds of the material and then pull the needle through so the seams are equal. Mekali means achas achas, you do stitch by stitch. No, kedarko is achas achas. Kedarko is doing stitch by stitch. Mekali mafsiyah is when you do irregularly. You do all over the place. Mafsiyah is Rabbi Yochanan. The following braisa is a right Rabbi Yochanan. How wrote in mekali bin b'moi. The people who do stitching of hides, of leather, they are mekali on a chol moi. In tamer achas achas kachir manustu. You can't say it's one by can't say that mekalim means one by one because by definition with leather because it's very hard to pierce the leather it's always done one by one. So therefore mekalim must be done irregularly. Okay. Elokeinu kayomi b'mafsiya. So therefore must be that mekalim means mafsiya. Ezrei deveza woman who's a commoner who's a craftsman. Anybody who can couple, in other words, put in regular stitches the imrios, the hems, that's an uman, right? And it says at the bottom, in the Shunas Chos, as I'm kosher, ain't a mazavik as umios, they're hediot. Anybody who cannot make the seams look even, he's a common person, okay? Amr Sim, but Tefer, Kisin, Him, Asnisa, our Bryce, our Mishnah talking about where you are putting on pockets, and the name Moshe says klomar. In other words, ain't the asimah Rabbi Yosechina. Rabbi Yosechina is not the proper simon. Sometimes even somebody who's not a craftsman can make it equal. A masnisa may betofer kishin shel abeget. The zenikra ma'ase hedio. Jane tzorich umah lekach. Betofer may tzorich hamoyed ukedarku. In other words, totally different pshat altogether. He's saying that uman is wherever you have to make seams. Making seams is the work of an uman, and therefore that would not be mutar chol moed. What's mutar is the type of thing like where you're sewing up pockets. And presumably, you know, they didn't have breast pockets like we have today, so they were pockets which were just didn't require careful stitching. I know where the pockets were exactly even. So therefore, that's considered to be maaseh hedyot when you're doing pockets. So according to the first opinion, it's the type of sewing that determines whether it's a hedyot or uman. According to the second opinion, it's the type of thing that you're sewing which determines mm-hmm. whether it's a hedyot or uman. Okay? Mematchin. Rabbi Yosemar is spalgun chizke Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi chizke Yochanan had a machlok. Chizke Yomar siruk ishtiva erev. The siruk is where you go crisscross. Mituach is o shesi o erev. Mituach is either shesi or erev, where it's not crisscrossing. Evidently, that has to be tighter, because since you're not crisscrossing, there's less support. Okay.
Okay.
Siruk o shesi o erev. Siruk is either shesi or erev. Mituach ha'oisa rofa mematcha. It's when it was weak that you tighten it, and I guess he sounds like he's more machmir that any kind of tightening is forbidden. Okay. According to the Kama, according to Yossi, any type of tightening is permitted. Okay? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Siruk is Shiva Erev. Siruk is considered to be Shiva Erev, that the crisscrossing, and that's permitted, right? And we don't know when he said that, do you mean like Chizkia, that is, that means that if it's like Chizkia, so then Chizkia is the one who Chir Barba said, I call him the Messiah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, did I skip? Sirug is either shesi or erev. Yochanan mar im ha'itzel rofa mamatcha. Rabbi Yochanan says that no, I still read it wrong again. I'm too nervous. Okay, let me go back and do it more calmly. Mamatchin. Okay, I skipped before and I messed up. Let's go back to mamatchin. Rabbi Yossi amar espalgun chizke b'Rabbi Yochanan. Chizke Yochanan argued. Rabbi Chizke amar sirug is shtiva erev. Mituach is o shesi o erev. It's either or. Yochamar Sirug is Osha Sio Erev, Mitua Choy Haisa Rafa Memacha. Okay, that's part one. Now, part two. Amar Chia Rabba, Hakol Modim Besirug Shusha Siva Erev. No, everybody agrees. Sirug is Shiva Erev, not like Chizkiya said. Right? Ma Pligim and Mitua. The question is what Mituach is. Chizkiya Mar Osha Sio Erev. Chizkiya said that Mituach is either Shasi or Erev. In other words, whatever you're tightening, Shasi or Erev? Since Rabbi Chizkiya said that Misargin is either Shasi or Erev, so therefore Mituach, which is more severe, is Shasi and Erev. Right? Whereas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, since Misargin is Shasi va Erev, Misuach is Im Haisa Rafa, then you're Mamatcha. Okay? So that's the difference. Again, according to Chizkiya, Sirug is either Shasi or Erev, and Mituach is to do Shasi Va Erev, to do both. According to Rechir Bar Ba, Sirug is Shti Va Erev, and Mituach is tightening. Okay? If you're Haisa Rafa, Mamatcha. You with me on this?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So now says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Hari Shmuel Rabbi Chanina, Shmuel Rabbi Chanina, Siruk is Shesiva Erev. Okay, fine. Siruk is Shesiva Erev. Lo Yadin Inka Dal Chizkiya, Inka Rabbi Chia Baba Divrako. We don't know when he said this to Shmuel, when he said to Shmuel Rabbi Chanina that Siruk is Shesiva Erev, did he mean like Chizkiya said that that's Mituach? Siruk Shtiva Erev is Mituach. And Merchir Baba knows that that's Misargin, and everybody agrees that that's Mutter. You don't know what he had in mind when he said that. So it's basically helpful, useless. Okay? Arabu Merchir Kumer Abizir Masnisa Arma Kang Shasiruk Shasiva Erev. I'll prove to you that Siruk is Shasiva Erev. How am I prove with you? Tinia Tamar. Achevo Me'emusayu Chibor Lamita. When is a rope considered to be connected to the bed? Okay, so here the Kormi Eda says, when a person makes a bed, when he makes three crisscrosses, and the rope is still very long, it's connected. And therefore, if the chemel becomes tame, the bed becomes tame because they're connected. Because eventually it's going to be completely woven in, right? So, batim by definition always means weave. So if there's, if we're talking about a batim, it means there's a weave. So therefore it means siruk is shesiva erev. Okay?
But
it says once you misare three batim by definition means three crisscrosses. Okay? Mau, the Gemara says, L'harimu l'sarei. Can I do a trick? So he says, Kormineda says, Konchiyeshva mito shlema. Mau shiarim sh'enotze lishamba. He already has a bed. Right? But he wants to use a new bed. So what he wants, can he be a Masarek? He doesn't say, I want to sleep on this bed. Even though it's not necessary. Is he allowed to do that? Okay? Rabbi Yoshia Islay Kemach V'tochan Islay Kemach V'tochan Chitim. Rabbi Yoshia says he has grain, he has flour, and he can go and he can grind wheat. So obviously he says no sir, you can't do it, right? You already have the flour, right? As Cormier says, Rabbi Yoshia says, oh, so the man is like Kemach Chitim Chitim. Since he has a bed, lo yisareg. He can't make another one. Okay. Now the Kormei has a different shot altogether here. Lishna chinam milsa ban peinasha. Rabbi Yosha matir litchon chitin. Afilu man diis lekemach. Shachadosh adif. According to this, he would be saying no, the exact opposite. But he says a rishon on mira. The first shot seems to be the correct shot. Rabbi Yosha says you can't do haroma. Rabbi Zira back to Gemara. Rabbi Zira malo. Rabbi Yona puk zavon lon shichurin leduchna. Says, bring us beans to pound on Cholamoy. He said, we have enough. Why do we have to get more? We already have enough for Cholamoy. Vik Padalovi. And Rabbi Zira got upset. Rabbi Yonah. And the Pshat, because he held Harama is permissible. You're allowed to do this kind of halachic loopholing on Cholamoy. Okay, Ma'amid and Tanur Vikram B'moyed, you can set up an oven, a stove, on Cholamoy. You know, in Mechachis Rechaim B'tchila, you cannot clean and smooth the millstones you cannot clean and roughen the millstones on Cholamoy. I guess, but you know, if this already been done once, then you can do it over again. Let's just do the Gemara on this. Tanav Chavro Shabbatshulah Yidirena Batchila. You can't make an oven from scratch on Cholamoy. Tani, we learned in a Braisa about Yontif. Tanu v'chirikirayin chedoshim not about Cholamoy. If you have a new stove, ain't suffering of a shemen, you can't put oil on it in order to oil it out. They used to oil the inside of it. They told us some of least you can't scrub it with a scrub cloth. All these are part of the way you prepare an oven for proper baking. Vim bishvil lishposa. You cannot forge them by putting them in cold water, putting cold water them after you bake them. But it should be lishpos. If it's able to lishpos, then it's like tera. If it's in order to actually cook, in other words, they're not doing this in order to strengthen the oven, but in order to cook, that's permissible. Tani came. We also in the brayso. Kanu v'kiyam chadoshim harei kechol kelim hametachlim b'chotzer. You can carry them, in the chotzer, and the Bnei Kormei says it's on Shabbos because you're allowed to sit on them, you're allowed to put something inside them, right? The chotzer makes a gavar mide, but I think I'm not sure that it's talking about Shabbos per se. It makes more sense to say it's talking about Yontem. It's telling us that even though there's still malachas which are still have to be done in order to complete it, right? Because you can do those malachas in the course of actually baking something, so therefore it's not considered to be usher on Yontem itself, right? It's not muktzeh because you can cook and bake it, and all those things that you need to do. They're kind of like as aroma, like you said before, you could do them on Chol HaMoed, on Yontem as well. And this is clearly talking about Yontem, not like the Korban Eidah. Because the Yeshua said, "B'dayu shas atchak, you bring a new stove, you base a uman, lishpos le'asak teira b'tchila b'yontif. You can do this even l'chatchila on yontif, despite the fact that you're really now finishing it by doing all this stuff, but nevertheless you're allowed to do it because you're going to be cooking on it. Okay, so we'll leave you bummers for next week. Thank you very much. We share Besuras Toibus.